Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, December 2nd, 2013, and today I am talking about the 2016 presidential election campaign, which is now underway according to the New York Times. Sunday's headline in the New York Times front page headline says to us, "Eye on 2016, Clinton's rebuild bond with blacks." The article addresses the ongoing campaign of the Clintons for the presidency in 2016. The story, that is, the Clintons rebuilding a bond with black people, as the headline states, it makes a few assumptions. First, if Mrs. Clinton seeks the 2016 Democratic nomination, she will get it. That means that President Obama will support her and not his Vice President Joe Biden, who obviously wants the nomination. That would be very important in Democratic politics for the unity of the centrist Clintons with the more left wing of the party. The second assumption is that black people of America will vote as a block like they always have, and they will follow the dictates of their assumed leaders. That means it is black leadership that the Clintons must make happy, and it is their fences the Clintons must mend. According to the New York Times, black leadership is still a bit upset over the style of the Clintons' campaign against Mr. Obama in 2016. This is why the Clintons have been appearing at black churches, black funerals, and similar events. For example, they have been very attentive to black leaders like Al Sharpton. Mrs. Clinton spoke at a black sorority and gave condolences to the family of Trayvon Martin. Mr. Clinton spoke at the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and the 50th anniversary of Medgar Evers' assassination. Many, many others. The Clintons are reaching out to black leadership privately, as they are so gifted at doing. Despite the acrimonious nature of the 2008 campaign for the Democratic nomination, the Clintons have always been loyal Democrats. Mr. Clinton has been called the first black president by author Toni Morrison, as we all No, Mrs. Clinton accepted the position of Secretary of State on President Obama's cabinet. She did a joint interview with Mr. Obama on 60 Minutes. Mr. Clinton gave a rousing speech on behalf of Mr. Obama at the 2012 convention. What does all this mean for 2016 and for presidential politics in general? Well, it makes me wonder what is being promised and whose money will be used to fulfill those promises. It makes me wonder how people really feel about being bought with presidential promises. With so much block voting, it makes it very difficult for those who do not appeal to block voters and who do not make promises that can only be kept unconstitutionally. It makes it difficult for those people to compete. The future of the nation and the democratic process looks pretty grim to me right now. Identity politics sustains our political identity and produces a society always in conflict, because from that conflict comes power, power that is sought by so many people, and power, as we've said before, corrupts the minds and the morals. That's the way I see it, folks. December 2nd, 2013. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.